Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. Another day of talking about the political issues that do impact your life and how you can use them to change your world. That's what we do here on Political Coffee. It's the whole reason that we do this show, so that you can have the ammunition, if you will, to persuade a persuadable person, not to argue with anybody, especially a lefty, but rather to have meaningful conversations about these political issues and how they really impact your life, in the hope that that person you have those meaningful conversations with get it. And they, on their own, will come to the conclusion they need to change their political allegiances. They need to vote differently. Or maybe they need to vote at all. All of that is why we do this show. So here's what we're talking about today, friends. Should Mike Nierman, should he throw his hat in the ring to be reappointed to the seat he was just expelled from the legislature from? You know, if you think that's a good idea, and I happen to, by the way, let me suggest to you, and it will be probably tomorrow before I get this done, because I'm not going to quit talking about this, okay? I'm going to suggest to you that I'm going to ask you, those of you who have not yet done this, because several of you have, and I thank you, I'm going to ask you to contact the county commissioners in all four counties, but specifically Polk and Marion. Polk, the bulk of Mike Nierman's district is in Polk County, friends. And that's where I really want you to concentrate your efforts, but also here in Marion County. And I'm going to give you reasons why. Yeah, I'm going to do that. That you can include in your communication, whether you call or you write an email or you send an old-fashioned snail mail letter, reasons why these commissioners should reappoint Mike Nierman to his old seat. Because the reality is he cannot be twice removed according to Oregon's Constitution. You heard Mike talk about that on the show. Also, I'm going to ask you to make a contribution to his legal defense fund. FreeMikeNierman.com. FreeMikeNierman.com. You can do it on PayPal, debit or credit cards. There's all kinds of ways you can do that. Or you can just send him a check in the mail to his address. It is on his website. It's FreeMikeNierman.com. Nierman is spelled N-E-A-R, as in near, not far, but near. Nierman, Mike, FreeMikeNierman.com. Okay? Now, also, there's another thing that I thought was interesting. The legislature just passed a bill placing limits on the release of jail booking photos. Now, why would that be? Why would that be? Oh, you know why. Is because gay conservative journalist Andy Ngo, who is continually being assaulted by Antifa and the leftists in Portland, takes those pictures and he publishes them of every one of these leftists, these rioters, these violent protesters, whether they're Antifa or a BLM, every one of them that gets arrested in a protest. Now, why do they get arrested? Because they're breaking the law. I mean, this isn't too hard to understand, is it? Well, he publishes those pictures. And the left doesn't like that. So what do? They go to the legislature. And they pass a law that says you can't do it anymore except with a few circumstances. And you know how they get it done? Because it's all about race. Yes. Yes. And that's stunning, isn't it? Because if you look at most of the pictures of the rioters and the violent protesters, they're almost all white. Very few black people. Very few people of color. But black senator from Eugene, Jim Manning, who carried the bill, says, no. This is those picked up by law enforcement are BIPOC Oregonians, folks who look like me. That's a lie, folks. That is a lie. Because how can it be? If that's the case, how can it be if Oregon's population is so overwhelmingly white? How can it be? Oh, you mean so cops are only arresting the black people? Cops are only arresting the Hispanics? Really? It is stunning to me that KEZI, Channel 9, which is the ABC affiliate out of Eugene, lets him get away with this. Now, they should have done a follow-up question. They should have actually done a follow-up question. We've seen some booking photos, he writes, or he said in his speech. We've seen booking photos used to harass and intimidate individuals who've been exercised their right to peacefully assemble in the name of racial justice. Excuse me, time out. You mean the cops are just arresting people because they're peacefully protesting? You're an idiot, Senator Manning. And you're a liar. Yes, I've just said that. Because cops don't arrest people for peacefully protesting. They arrest people who are breaking the law. Now, you could be like the cops in Washington, D.C., who arrested my friend Christina Mollimon and a whole bunch of other people for praying at curfew a mile away from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But that's rare. Senator Manning, the reason that people get arrested is not because they're peacefully protesting, you idiot. I'm sorry, folks. I really try not to talk this way, but this is just beyond the pale. And shame on Channel 9 or any other news outlet for not holding this man accountable for that. You don't get arrested because you're peacefully protesting racial justice. You get arrested because you're tagging buildings. You're breaking windows. You're jumping on the hoods of cars. You're displaying a gun, taking over intersections, like we have the videos of what happened in Portland in residential neighborhoods. That's what you get arrested for, Senator Manning. And you know who also didn't call him out over this? The Rhino Republican senators sitting there letting this bill pass. Now, why is this important? Well, remember the show, the purpose of the show is what? Persuader, persuadable. So how could you use this circumstance to persuade a persuadable person? Not too hard to figure this out. You simply say this. When the leftist in charge of the Oregon legislature want to restrict your right to know public knowledge, like booking photos of people who have been arrested for breaking the law, what does it tell you? It tells you a couple of things. That this is something they know hurts their leftist cause. Because most of the people being arrested are not being arrested for peaceful protesting. They're being arrested because they're breaking the law. If the shoe were on the other foot, and this was a right-wing peaceful protest, and people were carrying guns, and they were arrested. The left would want their booking photos released. This is neither fair, or frankly, it runs afoul of our public right to know who it is that's being arrested for any reason. Shouldn't we be publishing the names and the photos of the men who get picked up soliciting prostitutes? Isn't that public embarrassment a good thing? Or the men who get arrested for having sex with runaway underage minors? Happens a lot in Oregon. In fact, Portland is well known for being one of the epicenters of child trafficking. Shouldn't we release those pictures? Yeah, you know, if we did a little public shaming like that, put their names on billboards, do you think it might act as a little bit of a deterrent? I think it does, because it's human nature, isn't it? So what the legislature has just done here, and the Rhino Republican senators have allowed to happen, once again, a reason to recall them all, is we've just passed a law that hides the pictures of people arrested for breaking the law, including some heinous crimes against children. Now, do you think you could use that in a conversation with people to have a conversation that gets them thinking about this? I bet you could. And I bet you maybe should. Going to talk about that today. Going to talk about what's your impact? How does that impact you? How does it strike you? Much ado about nothing, Jeff. Or does it just continue to demonstrate the hubris of the left and how the news media refuses to call them out? We're also going to talk about freeing Mike Nierman. Should Mike Nierman run? I mean, throw his hat in the ring to be reappointed to his old seat. I think he should. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Want to thank Freedom Heating and Air. We've got some warm days coming up, folks. You heard Glenn's endorsement yesterday, his personal experience with Freedom Heating and Air. What a powerful endorsement that was. The great reason for you to think about doing business with Freedom Heating and Air, because they treat you right. They take care of historic, profound sense. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. It's 20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. Talking about Mike Nierman, and should he run? I mean, should he literally throw his hat back into the ring to be reappointed to the position he was just expelled from the legislature for? Now, aside from, we're talking about that, we're also talking about this bill that the rhinos in the Republican legislature, no, it's not a Republican legislature, folks, but it might as well be. No, I'm just kidding when I say that. Truly, it's a Democrat-controlled legislature, and the rhinos that have stuck around allowing all this stuff to happen. Here's another bill. This is a bill that hides from you the booking photos of people who've been arrested No. How is that good when you're trying to make a point about somebody who's been arrested, say, for murder, or say, a gangbanger who's responsible for the 800%, yes, you heard me right, 800% increase in gun violence in Portland? How is that good? How is it good when the child molester, serial child molester, how is it good when the John who picks up the underage prostitute who's being exploited because she's a runaway? Shouldn't we publicly shame some of these people? Well, they're being protected now by the Democrats. You know why? Because they don't want the pictures of all the white people being arrested for the violent protests in downtown Portland. They don't want those pictures to get out there. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because it literally blows up their argument that it's all about race, because it ain't. Senator Jim Manning either is incredibly deceived or is just flat out a liar for what he said carrying the bill on the Senate floor. I'm saying about race, and it is not overwhelmingly true. Show me the proof of it, Senator. I'd like to see the actual numbers all across Oregon, which is overwhelmingly white. You said disproportionately, those picked up by law enforcement are BIPOC Oregonians. That's a lie. I'm sorry. Now, shouldn't politicians who lie boldly be, first of all, held accountable by the news? Well, Channel 9 didn't do it. Nobody else has done it so far that I can see. Is it because they're afraid? Afraid of being labeled racist? By the way, at what point do you think racism, the charge of racism, which gets leveled at everybody for everything, if you oppose anything liberal, it's all racist. Everything is racist. Math is racist, right? Remember how well that went over? Apparently math is racist, right? We have to teach critical race theory because America is just nothing more than a white supremacist nation. And by the way, speaking of that, and I'm going to get to the phones in a moment, 503-589-1220. Speaking of that, thank you, Avis, for the Statesman Journal survey. Survey shows growing agreement with far right arguments. Wait a second. How can that be? All the news media and the left out there that runs the social media platforms, it's all about race and white supremacy. Folks, there's a backlash going here. This is an interesting survey taken by DHM. It's a pretty good survey. Now, it's being spun, of course, as you would think, by Diane Lugo, the reporter here, and by the far-left organization. But the reality is, this tells us there's a backlash going on, folks. People are back lashing against multiculturalism. Folks, I'm telling you, there's something about to happen in this country. Believe me. Anyway, thanks, Avis, for sending that to me. And thanks to Dale, by the way, for sending me. Dale sent every one of those Republican Rhino House members that voted against Mike Nierman, every one of them, a not-so-kind email. And he added a little extra for Werner Reschke from Klamath Falls and Bill Post, our own Bill Post. Thanks. You guys did the right thing. What would be the benefit of having Mike Nierman throw his hat back in the ring? What message would that send to the rest of the Republicans? And what if, well, believe me, the pressure on those county commissioners is going to be great from the House Republican caucus, not to reappoint him if he throws his hat in the ring. Should he? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC. Talk lines. Go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Joe, So, Jeff, I know damn well that I sound better today.
You do? Yes.
Yeah, I got a new thing for my iPhone. The other one was worn out. So, anyways, lots to talk about here, most definitely. I think the PCPs in Marion County and Polk County ought to get together, find out from Mike if he's really interested, and then if the PCPs throw their support to him, then I think he should go ahead and run. I think you got to fight fire with fire, and you got to have your ducks all in a row if you're going to do it. And obviously, the Republican PCPs in those areas throwing their support to Mike would maybe lead to a success story. And if Mike is really interested, he should do it. Just to show the woke culture, because that's what all this is about, and our rhinos went along with it. But anyways, this thing about the law really irks me. We have the right to know who these people are. And Jeff, you're a part of a news station. I think you should get people fired up to say, hey, this is against our First Amendment right. And if we want to speak out about criminals, the First Amendment allows to do it. Can you hold me over, Jeff? Are we over?
Yeah, I'll hold you over, Art. Just quickly, 6:30 in the morning. Hold me back. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back 24 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go back to Art because I think he was making an important point. And it's not the only listener, by the way. He's not the only listener making this point. You see, I got a message from a state employee who shall never be named, who's really asking the same question. If you're going to hide booking photos like this bill that just passed the legislature, if you're going to hide them from the public, isn't that taking away our right of free speech? That's what this employee says. Not by not being able to display booking photos, isn't that taking away constitutional right, freedom of speech? Art's point is, yeah, it is taking away our right to speak out against these people or their practices that they're engaging in. That's our right to do that. Unless, of course, Democrats don't like what you're saying and say that it's hate speech. That's coming, folks. That day is coming. Not too far from now, when Democrats in Oregon are literally going to say, you know what? If you preach against homosexuality or transgenderism from the pulpit, that's hate speech, and you can't do it. We're going to limit it. We're going to go and arrest you. You think the arrest of those pastors in Canada for literally staying open during the pandemic, you think that ain't coming to America? Folks, it is. This is why every day we have to fight for our liberty. That's why you pray. That's why you stay engaged. And hopefully that's why you listen to the show, so you pick up things that you can use in conversations to persuade the persuadables. We're talking about that. We're also talking about, should Mike Nierman throw his hat in the ring to be reappointed to the seat he was just expelled from the legislature from? What would be the outcome of that? that a good idea? Bad idea. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff, KSLM.news. Let's go back to Art. Art, you were making that point. Please continue.
Well, Jeff, the simple fact of the matter is the Democratic Party and their woke culture is ruining our country, and we have to stand up and fight these laws that they're passing in democratic states that take away our rights. And, you know, Mr. Manning has to be called out. But we need to get our black, brown, Chinese, everybody rallied around and expose this stuff. They're doing it all over the country, especially in the schools, but this is an example of what they're trying to do in our schools. They're trying to silence us. They're trying to create a narrative that just isn't true. And if we don't fight back, we're not going to win the war, Jeff. And so I say, call Mr. Manning out for his lies, protesting, get us all together, and I mean all of us, Jeff, and just say, hey, we are sick and dang tired of you labeling us as racist, white supremacists, and all this other garbage. Because if we don't, Jeff, we are going to lose it because they're winning the narrative. And if we don't go on offense, we're going to have to fight harder to defend our right. And accountability is the key here. Manning should not get away with this BS.
You're right. He must not be allowed to get away with the BS. Well said. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it. It's an important point, friends. You cannot let this happen. We'll go to Rebecca in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? Hiding booking photos, does that take away your right as a citizen to speak out against the crime? A little public shaming is not a bad thing either. I think their names ought to be up on billboards. Seriously. These rioters who've been destroying downtown Portland, the ones that get released and are not prosecuted and get rearrested, their names ought to be in billboards. Their pictures ought to be on billboards. They ought to be run out of town by public opinion. What do you think? 503-589-1220, is that the right thing to do? Or should we coddle them and not prosecute them so they can continue to break windows in downtown Portland businesses to the point where almost everything's boarded up down there? And then they spray graffiti on those windows or those boards. And then they assault people who try to stop them, try to defend their business. Or they assault cops. Why? Because we don't prosecute them. Well, because they're only property crimes and they're just expressing their social justice warrior mentality. 503-589-1220. What do you think? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our great advertisers, because you know what? He is a contractor that you can trust. And again, you don't take my word for it. Go to his website. Check out the great customer endorsements of satisfied, happy customers and the great pictures of some of the kitchen and bathroom remodels, but they do other things too. You have commercial building that needs some work done to it. Eric Azer, RighteousRenovations.com. They are your company. You can trust them to do it right, the way you want. RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say today?
Well, all of this seems like it's going around and around and around in the same drain hole. The white people used to be protected from, they were made secret by wearing white hoods and white clothing. And they rode in the middle of the night and they killed indiscriminately those who they chose to kill. And during the years that they were doing it that way, they lynched about 2,000 white people and 3,000 black people, all of them Republicans. And now they're accusing Republicans of being the KKK, but they're actually acting like the KKK. And Senator Fagan's aide was arrested, was it last, in the middle of last summer, right when they first got started. And I think that that showed the Democrat involvement in the actual rioting. And they don't want you to know that, just like they never wanted anybody to know who was in the KKK or what they were actually doing. When they dressed up in white, in the Congress, when the women first got elected, there was a whole bunch of women that got elected, and they all dressed in white. That was another indication that it's the same old organization. They have the same old values, and they have the same old techniques. And they're still functioning, but they have a new name. So the first time I was surrounded, I've been surrounded by Black Lives Matter 4 times now. And the first thing I noticed was they were all white. And while they were chanting, I noticed there was one black person standing off to the side, and he wasn't chanting or doing any of the things they were doing. And after they had destroyed my sign, they moved on. And I said to him, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I'm just following them around because I'm trying to figure out what they're doing." And that says to me that they are trying to organize the black people to try to be out front and to try to be the voice and to try to use their victimization to get them involved. But they're not the leaders. The leaders of it, I believe, are the Democrat Party, and they're organizing it. And that's why they want all this secrecy, is because it's the same old secrecy they've always wanted.
No, I think you're right. I think that's, I mean, you bring this up, and most people don't know this. And again, folks, this is something you can use in your conversations with persuadable people. Most people don't know that the Ku Klux Klan was the military wing, the militant wing of the Democrat Party after the Civil War. And yeah, they did lynch a whole bunch of black people that were Republicans, because they voted for the people who freed them, part of Abraham Lincoln. Most people just don't know that. Isn't that a shame? I mean, and Rebecca, I got to tell you, I'm glad that you continually talk about this, because this is important. It's really important.
Well, really the historian, let's force his name. he has a video called America in Black and White, and he has an organization called the Wall Builders. And
that's David Barton.
David Barton, thank you.
Yes, yeah.
He shows in the videos how right after the Civil War there were a lot of black people, black Republicans, elected to office, and that the ones that were targeted were those who were elected to office. So Mike Thurman is in good company. He's not the first one that this has been done to.
All right, thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate you calling. Folks, 6:48 in the morning, back in a moment. Don't go away. Lots of mails. Your phone call. Coming up. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we'll go to Ray on the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. A PCP, who shall not be named, wants to know, is there anything that a PCP can do, that's a precinct committee person in the Republican Party, can do in other counties besides sending Mike Nierman money to support him? By the way, if you want to do that, it's really easy. You go to freemikenierman.com. I'm sending him money. And you can even write him an old-fashioned check. You don't have to do it online. You can do it online if you want. freemikenierman.com. Yeah, the other thing you can do as a PCP, and if you have friends with, if you are friends with PCPs in any of those four counties that Mike Nierman represents, Polk County being the biggest, Marion County, Yamhill County, and Benton County. Or is it Linn County? I think it may be Linn County. Yeah, anyway. Any of those four counties, you can call those people and say, I really think you ought to vote to put Mike Nierman back in. He should not have been. He should have been censured, yes. But he should not have been expelled. Nobody got hurt other than a whole bunch of unruly patriots upset about not being able to be in the building were pepper sprayed by the Oregon State Police. And some Oregon State Police were pepper sprayed too, which was wrong. And somebody broke some windows. We shouldn't be doing any of that. But the idea that Christine Drazen, the Republican leader, was fearing for her life. Oh, come on. Anyway, that's what you can do if you're a PCP. And Avis, thank you for the Northwest Observer story. It's about Tina Kotek, the liberal, uber liberal speaker of the Oregon House, how her legislative director got arrested in one of those violent riots. And of course, her booking photo is there. So there you go. It's nice to know what these people look like. And Dale, of course, sent a great email about, if Mike Nierman thinks it's a good idea to run for the open seat, then I am with him lock, stock, and barrel. Touche. Touche, touche. All right, let's go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. And Ray, what do you have to say this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Rebecca reminded me when I was a youngster, I picked cherries, and I had conversations with an elderly orchardist, and we picked a variety of cherries called Black Republican cherries. Do you recall those?
Kidding. Really?
Yeah, they were called Black Republican cherries, reminiscent of blacks hanging from trees. And by the way, I'm reminded of something that's coming up, the 100-year anniversary of incident in Oregon. The Klan was active, and they had a rally at the state grounds. I understand there's 30,000 guys in white sheets and pointy hats. And that picture was on the wall of the Capitol Rotunda. Do you remember that picture?
Yeah, I do. And I think you've talked about that before. And I appreciate you sharing that with me because I had completely forgotten about that. And
that's,
yeah,
next year is the 100-year anniversary. We ought to remember those things. And we ought to have some kind of commemorative event celebrating 100 years of that event. Do you recall the Toledo incident? That happened in 1925. The Klan ran 27 Japanese out of Toledo, Oregon, took them to Corvallis and told them don't come back, which resulted in a court event in Portland in federal court, and those people were fined $6,000 to $8,000 apiece, and that basically put cold water on the Klan movement, not only in Oregon but nationwide. They found out that you just don't run people out of town with impunity. And that's when the Klan started diminishing in its popularity. And by the way, that trial happened while the next campaign for governor was going on in Portland, and a Republican won the next governorship. Have a good day, Jeff.
Thank you. Oh, to have history repeat itself again, don't you think? By the way, there's a second lawsuit here that alleges a racist workplace at, this is a Blue Mountain Eagle story, at Oregon's labor agency. Okay, the Portland Tribune, the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, hired, I mean, they get sued here, folks. Now, okay, I mean, anybody can allege anything, but folks, there are numerous lawsuits now against sexual harassment inside state agencies. There's racist lawsuits now, like this one. Who's been running the state for all of these years? You want to have meaningful conversations with people? How is it that a state, a very uber-liberal state like Oregon, run by Democrat governors for 30-some-odd years, how is it that systemic racism can exist inside those agencies run by liberal Democrats? How is it that systemic sexual harassment is allowed and has been practiced, including in the legislature and all of these out-of-court settlements, which they're hiding the names of those people too? How is it that that can be under Democrat rule? It's called hypocrisy. Do as I say, not as I do. That never worked well with your kids, did it? Again, it's just a little thing you could use to have conversations that help people figure it out. Something else you can figure out, friends, that if your body's aching you, you ought to try CBD from ProBioscience, this great company based here in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, and as a former CBD grower, hemp grower, that sold his hemp oil, CBD oil, to this company, you can be assured that this is the highest quality product there is, because it is. Oregon has the toughest standards for growing CBD that you can imagine in the whole country. They have these great products. Go check them out on the web. Pro-Bioscience.com. That's the website. Use the discount code FATHER during the month of June if you buy anything online, and you get 15% off. Pro-Bioscience.com. Feel better. Sleep better. Naturally, without drugs. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I appreciate each and every one of you for being with us and participating. I'll be back tomorrow.